USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Donald Trump, in a speech at Mount Rushmore in South Dakota, said the nation's heritage is under attack from what he called a far-left revolution.
Angry mobs are trying to tear down statues of our founders, deface our most sacred memorials, and unleash a wave of violent crime in our cities. Many of these people have no idea why they are doing this, but some know exactly what they are doing.
The president's speech was capped off with a fireworks display. He also announced plans to create a national garden to honor the greatest Americans to ever live. The coronavirus pandemic has caused the cancellation of Major League Baseball's All-Star Game. The Midsummer Classic was to take place at Dodger Stadium in Los Angeles. It's been 40 years since an All-Star Game took place there. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
The things that could be done at a drive-thru these days. The coronavirus pandemic continues as we find new ways of doing things in a car.
In America, you can get almost anything in a drive-thru. And now, that includes one very happy spiel. The oath of allegiance to become a United States citizen. As crazy as that seems, this is how the American dream now starts. Immigrants who've completed all the requirements of citizenship are pulling into parking lots from San Diego to Des Moines to Detroit for socially distant naturalization ceremonies. In Albany, New York, U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services minted 59 brand new Americans, all from the cabins of their cars. When the coronavirus pandemic put a hold on naturalization ceremonies in March, it left a backlog of thousands of people who had qualified to become citizens but had not been officially able to swear the oath of allegiance, the final step in the often year-long process. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
The mayor of Chicago blaming President Trump for the increase of violence in her city. The details from USA Radio's Tim Berg.
Shootings and homicides in Chicago increased sharply in June compared to the same time last year. Police data showing shootings in Chicago increased by 75% in June of 2020 compared to June of 2019, and murders rose in the city by 78%. When asked about the rise in violence, Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot tells CNN it's all President Trump's fault.
If the president was really interested in helping cities like Chicago, he wouldn't be trying to attack the Affordable Care Act. He wouldn't continue to demonize our immigrant and refugee communities. He wouldn't be demonizing the LGBTQ plus community. He'd be investing in affordable housing. The president has failed to lead. Big talk, little action. In some places in the country, we call that all hat, no cattle. The president has failed to lead.
The Supreme Court lifted a lower court's injunction against some absentee voter requirements in Alabama. The lower court blocked relaxed photo ID and witness signature requirements in three Alabama counties where voters are concerned about the coronavirus. The state appealed to the high court, noting that last-minute changes would cause chaos. Justice Clarence Thomas was joined by the court's conservatives in a 5-4 decision to remove the injunction. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.